19 minutes away from the top of the hour. As I mentioned earlier, we're now turning our attention to our first topic for this afternoon. Now, this is something that so many of us can relate to. That is why this conversation is absolutely important. You get paid, things, you know, it feels okay for a moment, and then before you know it, your money is gone, guys. More than 60% of South Africans are running out of money before month end. Some within the first week, can you believe it? So what's really going on, and how can we break the cycle? I'm joined over the phone by Sharon Mitzi, who is the debt counselor from National Debt Advisors, our expert for the afternoon. Sharon, lovely to talk to you. Welcome. How's it?
I'm doing good. And you, Brad?
Very, very well. How's your sunny Wednesday been like?
Can you please repeat that?
I said, how's your sunny Wednesday been like?
Oh, the worst days. It's going well. A bit cold, though, but it's going well.
Oh, it should be colder. I'm done with this heat. Thanks for joining us, Sharon. We'll make this conversation available as a podcast. Let's get into it. Why do you think so many of us are running out of money just days after getting paid?
Okay. So I would say it's actually a cycle that we are stuck in. But I would say few reasons is most of us are living from paycheck to paycheck. Many people earn low wages, making it hard to stretch their salary. The other thing is high expenses. We know that essentials like rent, food, transport, they take up a large chunk of our income. So sometimes it makes it hard for us. Debt commitments as well, those loans that we need to repay, the credit cards that we need to repay, and other financial obligations can make it a bit harder as well. The other most important thing is lack of budgeting. We know that we do have expenses. We need to repay everything that we owe, but we are not budgeting. So that reason also, it makes us like run out of money within a week or within the 7 days of the month. So without a clear budget, money can quickly disappear.
The key word.
I would also mention...
Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Sharon. I wanted to say the key word here being budget.
Yes. The other thing is social pressure as well, because we want to keep up with the appearances. We have family gatherings that we need to attend to. It's not a must, but because it's a family thing, you have an obligation to attend. And some of those events, they need money that you don't even have.
A lot of us, we don't think of it that way, because it's always nice when you receive an invitation from people. It's like, hey, I'm invited to this and that one's wedding. And then after that, I'm going to this birthday party, which is a, you know, it's got a theme, so I got to get specific clothes for it. At the end of the day, you need to get an outfit. If you don't have an outfit, especially if you're trying to wear something different, because you know your old family members and friends are going to be there, then you need to go out and spend and buy a suit, or you need to go and hire a suit. And it's quite a bit of money that you spend at the end of the day, putting petrol in the car. You got to make sure that you get there, you got to get back. So you spend so much money just to be at that person's event.
And sometimes you don't even have that money to spend. You end up trying to look for that short-term loan that you can get to get through the event.
Absolutely. Especially if that wedding is on the 24th. Just the day before you get paid. Sharon, talk to us about what they call relief spending. Just explain to us briefly, what is relief spending and why it tends to happen right after payday?
Okay, so relief spending, in simple words, is like that treating yourself or buying something nice after getting paid, because we have a mentality that we worked hard for the money, so we need to get something nice for ourselves. So that mostly we often do it impulsively. So we end up buying things that are not in the budget that we made for ourselves, and then that is overspending without even doing other expenses. And then that tends to happen because, like I mentioned, you need to buy something for yourself. When you have money and nothing has debited yet, you just got paid, you see that balance, the digits, you're like, no, I have money. And the first thing that comes into your mind, you want to splash the money. The other thing is emotional boost. Like I mentioned, you've ended, right? you need to do something for yourself so that you can feel better that you worked hard for the whole month. The other thing is also social pressure, keeping up with the appearances. You need to also look the part, or you want to go with the latest trends so that you won't feel outdated or left behind. Sometimes the problem is that doing those things, it can derail the budget and lead to financial stress.
Yeah, very much. It is an unavoidable reality for so many people. Sharon, how does using short-term credit to get through the month, how does that end up making things actually worse over time?
So short-term, if you're honest, is actually a quick fix. It leads to a debt spiral. We know that those short-term loans, they have high interest rates. But besides the high interest rate, repaying them is also a struggle. Because let's say you take around 5,000, your salary is only 10,000. The following month, they take back their 5,000 with their interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to go back again and request for more money because you're only left with around 4,000 something. They already took their money. The money that you're left with is not enough to sustain you for the whole month. So it becomes a monthly thing or a routine thing that each and every month after they debit, you go back to them and ask for another money. And that ends up being a debt accumulation. Adding up interest rates, adding up fees, and then it becomes harder to escape because now you depend on those short-term loans to survive each and every month. So it's like putting a band-aid on a bigger problem. Mm. It might cover it for like a bit, but it's not fixed for the underlying issue.
Yeah, it's all about looking at long-term and not just being satisfied and entertained by what you're doing now in the moment, but actually looking far further than that. So Sharon, what are some simple steps? A lot of people that are listening, they're waiting for some advice. What are some of the steps we can take to better manage our money, especially in that first week of the payday, which is today?
So it's not easy, but it's something that you need to make sure that you try by level best make sure that you do the steps. So I just have 7 for now. So first thing, you need to track every rent for the full month to understand your spending habits. Control as well the spending spending that you do the first 5 days after payday. Prioritize essentials before anything that you want to buy, whether it's unwanted needs or whatever, but make sure that you prioritize essentials before you go for something that you feel like you want to buy, not something that you need to buy. And reduce reliance on high interest rates, short-term credit, because that, like I mentioned, is something that you will go back to each and every month. At the end, it will be harder for you to get out of it. Try to consolidate your debt or move to lower interest options where it's possible. Build a small emergency buffer, even gradually. It doesn't mean that you have to put a large amount each and every month. Just start with the amount that you can afford. Whether it's 100 rand, 200 rand, as time goes on, you will be able to at least increase it. Lastly, if you feel like now things are getting out of hand, now things are a bit tougher on your side, seek for professional help. Make sure that you do that early before your debt becomes unmanageable.
Sharon Mitzi from National Debt Advisors on the phone with us, educating us around the topic. Thanks, Sharon. We appreciate it. And thanks also for helping us understand why payday, like for so many people today, doesn't always mean progress and what we can start doing differently to get back on track. We appreciate it. Have a nice day further.
Thank you, you too.
Thanks, Sharon. Bye-bye for now. There we go. That's Sharon. We'll make that conversation available as a podcast. 10 minutes away from the top of the hour, it's Casey Drive, and it's right here with me, Brad.